joining us once again for a special episode of the Ramily Matters podcast. I'm your host, Ishmael Sistrunk, the Executive Director of Communications. And with me today, I believe our first second-time guest on the podcast, Superintendent Dr. Joylynn Pruitt-Adams. Dr. Pruitt-Adams, welcome back.
Good morning, Ishmael. How are you?
I'm well. How about yourself?
I am good. Also, welcome to those who are listening.
Absolutely. First, I guess I want to dispel maybe a misconception that's out there, because we recently announced that Dr. Tanya Patton would be the interim superintendent starting next year. Now, you had shared at the beginning of the year with staff and friends that you would be retiring this year, but I think some people in the public who weren't aware of that thought that maybe this was a recent decision or a sudden decision to retire. So you want to speak to that a little bit?
Oh, absolutely. I think, as you know, I've been in education 45 plus years, and I had actually retired prior to coming to Riverview Gardens. When I initially arrived November 15th, almost 2 years, November 15th, 2021, the intent was for me to fill in for that year and to then go back into retirement June 30, 2022. Well, as you know, that didn't happen.
Right.
And so the board and I agreed that I would stay. However, it was never the intent that I would be here an extremely long time. And the hope was that during the time here, I would help put some things in place, some systems, and then I would go back into retirement. And that time has come.
Right.
So it was not a surprise. It was not a spur of the moment. However, I will say it was not an easy decision to make because I love what I do. But I do think it's time for me to do something at a different level. I won't be sitting at home doing nothing. I will still be connected to education, but it's time for someone else to take the helm. And Dr. Tanya Patton has worked very closely with me during my entire time here. And so I think she's ready. I think she's focused and is ready to lead Riverview Gardens School District along this journey to accreditation.
Absolutely. So hearty congratulations to Dr. Patton. I know sometimes people confuse you or they call you sisters or twins or things of that nature, but definitely happy for her, excited for her. But I did just want to start out because I know I've heard from some people, well, what happened with the superintendent? Why is she retiring? No, this was something that was planned all along. Really, I think you, like you said, you intended to go back in retirement last year and we sort of pulled you and said, nope, we're not letting it happen.
One more year.
Glad that you came back, but hopefully you will enjoy your retirement after the end of the
season. I sure hope so. I will say, I think part of the misconception was that people didn't know that I came out of retirement.
Right.
To come here, I think I just transitioned from one job to another.
Right.
And that was not the case. I was actually retired before.
Retired twice, right?
Yes, this will be my this will be my third retirement.
Third time's a charm. All righty. So now that we have that cleared up, part of the reason that we wanted to do sort of a special podcast, Riverview Gardens has gotten some media attention lately, but specifically the article that we want to address or this subject that we want to address is the return to local control by the Department of Elementary and Secondary Education. And recently, the Post-Dispatch ran an article titled Normandy and Riverview Garden Schools Faltered Under State Control. And a lot of the purpose, I believe, of that article was to point at the state for the shortcomings of the state in helping Riverview and Normandy return to full accreditation. But I did want to give you an opportunity to just address some of the things that came out in that article or misconceptions. I know you've gotten a lot of feedback and calls and emails from community members and friends, but just what are some of your thoughts related to that subject?
I would agree with you that the intent of the article was to, as you indicated, point out the shortcomings from the state's role and responsibility when the District Review Gardens in Normandy lost accreditation. Most people who read that or heard that felt as though it was something that the district had not done to address that. So I'll just try to go back and give a little history. When Riverview Gardens lost its accreditation, I believe 12 years ago now, what happened, and I'm going to try to parallel it to things in the article.
Okay.
So that's why I paused. So if you noticed in the article, they used the term that the state, a state takeover. It was not a state takeover. It was state oversight. And the oversight actually happened, first of all, at the board level. The Board of Education for Riverview Gardens specifically was disbanded. And the state appointed three individuals who lived in the community to serve as members of the SAB, Special Administrative Board. That board had administrative authority, and that board has morphed over time into now a seven-member hybrid board. But the initial impact was the board. The second part of that that state oversight, and I'm going to use oversight specifically because that's what it was.
Right.
The other part of the state oversight was the opportunity for parents who wanted to send their students to another school district, whether high performing, next door, somewhere other than Riverview Gardens, had the opportunity to do so. Along with that opportunity, the ADA money, that's the average daily attendance, that's the funds we get per pupil, also went with those students. The district was allowed to identify two school districts that would accept their children from the students from here, along with transportation. So it was Parkway, I believe, and Francis Howe. So transportation funds also left the district. So it was like a double whammy.
Right.
You had transportation funds go away, and you had average daily attendance dollars go away. And so that left the families that were here to deal with the monies that were coming in. Now, some school districts, close school districts, also took students. They just didn't get the transportation dollars. I was superintendent in University City at the time, and I believe we took seven students from Riverview Gardens. Parents had to transport them, but the dollars for those seven students started to come into University City.
Right.
The other thing that happened as a part of that, teachers who were here all had to reapply, so there was no guarantee they were going to get hired. They lost their tenure. They lost their salary ranking. They lost any vacation, sick time. It was like the district started from scratch.
Right.
Now, what the state could have or should have, or what people believe the state should have done, was put more money into those districts that were unaccredited. They were unaccredited because students were low performing. And so instead of taking dollars out, put dollars in. That didn't quite happen. And so over time, Riverview Gardens continue to struggle academically. So when you look at the St. Louis article, St. Louis STL Today article, that says in 2006, the district had 8,000 students, and that now we have a little under 5,200, they don't mention the fact of the students who then transferred out when the district lost its accreditation,
right,
which also caused the decline in enrollment. I think they could have done a better job of that. What is happening now? What happened Tuesday? Tuesday, the State Board of Education voted to give local control back to the school board. And so effective July 1, we will no longer have a Riverview Gardens Special Administrative Board. It will be the Riverview Gardens Board of Education. Additionally, in the last 2.5 years, the SAB went from being Special Administrative Board to Special Appointed Board. Once I was hired, the board lost administrative authority and resumed total control over governance authority, that's policy and procedures. In the last 2.5 years, we've gone from a 3-member state-appointed board to a 5-member board, with 2 members being state appointed, and three members being state appointed, two being elected. Then last year, we elected three additional. So now we have five elected members and two state appointed. With the election in April, the two state appointed people will come off as state appointed. They will be ex officio up until June 30th, which means they can still be on the board. They just have no voting authority. Right. And two other members will be elected to the board. Then the board will be a fully elective board, which is what the state voted on Tuesday.
Right. And even though the state voted on that Tuesday and it became official, but this is something that the state has been working towards, at least since, what, 2021?
Yes.
When they announced that the pathway for Riverview Garden School District to go return to local control, and that was the plan, to turn it from a fully appointed board to a hybrid board where you have elected members along with the appointed members, and then each election cycle cycling off some of those appointed positions. And so that will complete. But this isn't something, again, it's not a decision that was made rashly. It's something that we've been aware of. I believe we have communicated that out, that there's a gradual progression to return to local control.
I actually think at some point in time, the date was initiated even prior to 2021, that a final date had been determined. There's one other thing that could be confusing from the article, because the article is about Riverview Gardens and Normandy.
Right.
Riverview Gardens is provisionally accredited. It is not unaccredited.
Exactly.
It has never been lapsed or disbanded. That is not the case with Normandy. Normandy, I think, was lapsed in 2011 or 2019. I can't remember the exact year. But by lapsing, Normandy School District no longer existed.
Right.
And it was reconstituted as the Normandy Schools Collaborative. Even though Normandy will be going back to a full elected board, they will still be the Normandy Schools Collaborative. And there's actually a process that Commissioner Van Deven articulated that would have to take place before they could regain the name Normandy School District.
Gotcha. Interesting. Yes, and I have that conversation a lot of times with parents or community members because people think, and I understand why, well, the district is unaccredited. No, we are accredited. It's a provisional accreditation, and obviously we want to restore to full accreditation, but a provisional accreditation, that is the designation, and we are an accredited school district with that designation.
Now, there's another piece that Commissioner Van Deven articulated in Tuesday's meeting. So right now, Normandy and Riverview Gardens, they make quarterly reports to the State Board of Education. And with us returning to a fully elected board, that requirement was going to go away. We would no longer have to go and report after June 30, 2024. The state board, during that meeting on Tuesday, indicated that they really want to know what all school districts are doing. And it should not just be Riverview, Normandy, and struggling charter schools that come and report to them.
Right.
That they need to have reports from high-performing, midway-performing, and low-performing school districts so they know what's happening collectively. And they decided to come up with a template so that they will hear more. What the commissioner said in that meeting when it first came up was that Riverview Gardens in Normandy, while our current designation is provisional, we are not the only school districts in the state that are provisionally accredited or who have annual performance report numbers or points that put them in provisional status. And so this is not something now that is just germane to Riverview Gardens in Normandy.
Right.
And a lot of people don't know that as well. But the commissioner was clear in the board meeting Tuesday that it is not just Normandy or Riverview Gardens.
Right. And I remember in the last APR report where they didn't change any designations during the COVID period, DESE essentially ceased to change accreditation status for any school. But when the most recent report came out, there were a number of schools that would have fallen into that provisional accreditation status, including a lot of school districts that people know that they're familiar with. Mm-hmm. I won't call out the names of them, but yeah, it's not just Riverview Gardens. I do want to jump into, I know that people are interested in the scores, and there's no hiding from it. Riverview Garden scores are not the lowest in the state. I believe last year, a lot of them were. There has been improvement, but talk to the community a little bit about scores and what's going on.
There's only so much I can say because right now our scores for spring of 2023 are embargoed. The state will come out first part of December with an annual performance report that will tell us where we are academically, where we are with regards to attendance, and where we are with regards to college and career readiness and other indicators. And so, as you indicated, we are no longer the bottom district in the state. However, at one time we were.
Right.
We are gradually chipping away. It is our hope that we will get some possibly growth points this year for math. Math has always been our lowest performing area as it relates to state testing. And so we will do a town hall probably early January or late right before winter break if we can, that we will ask the public to come out and hear where we are. That's one of the steps, as you know, that we've been trying to make is to be fully transparent.
Right.
In order to address our scores, as you know, we recently redid the district strategic plan, which historically has been a 5-year plan. Now it's a 3-year plan where we are focusing solely on student performance, climate and culture, attendance, which is huge.
Huge.
And staffing and workforce. So for those of you who are listening, any parents or stakeholders who are listening, the charge for our state is that 90% of our students are in attendance 90% of the time. We are so far off that mark. I believe right now our proportional attendance, and proportional attendance means the percentage of students district-wide of that 90% who have 90% attendance. I know that can be right. Kind of confusing. And we're somewhere around the 50% mark. That's not to say our average daily attendance is 50%. It's the proportional attendance, that 90-90.
Right.
That ultimately impacts student performance. If you're not at school, you can't learn. The other part to that for our strategic plan is staffing. We have a staffing shortage. Every school district in the world, every school district in the country.
Right.
Something happened after the pandemic. But because of our provisional accreditation, because of the narrative that some people, and I say that intentionally, that some people want to share or make, that is not the true indication of who we are at Riverview Gardens. Some people don't come and work here, but I will say the people who are here are committed to being here, committed to providing our scholars the best that we have to give. But we are short-staffed. As you know, we have 26 international teachers who are veteran teachers who have joined our team. We have, I think, 13 retired teachers who have come back. But we are aggressively trying to hire because the equation, you have to have teachers plus kids in order to get student performance. And then we're also dealing with a lot of social emotional issues. So it's this huge conglomerate of things that we as a school district have to address as we continue to work towards regaining our accreditation. So while I can't share numbers, I will tell you that we're gradually chipping away at it. And what I normally say to people is the district didn't lose its accreditation overnight. It is not going to regain it overnight, but we have to continue to focus towards that end game of getting full accreditation. And we need our parents to help us do that.
Right. And that's what I was going to tap into. It's really a community effort. The school district, we certainly have a job to do. The community, our parents, our partners, community partners, everyone has a role because Riverview Garden School District succeeding and regaining full accreditation is good for everyone. It's good for everyone in the area. And I do believe that last year, when DESE did release sort of the APR numbers, and with MSIP 6, we have gone to, it really focuses on school improvement more so than MSIP 5 and the previous mm-hmm. versions of the Missouri School Improvement Program. And we were not that far off, maybe 8 points mm-hmm. or 8 points short of percentage points of regaining full accreditation. And so just with continued improvement that we're hoping for, it's not far away.
It's not far away. So when you look at the academic piece, you can get points for performance and growth. And so it is our hope that we don't fall backwards. And that doesn't help.
Right.
If we continue to chip away, we have the potential of growth and our performance. We've increased our dual enrollment. We've increased and ensured that all of our eighth graders have the ICAP, which is kind of an aptitude test to see what career path students should go down. We've increased our dual enrollment, our AP classes. So those are some things, too, that while they may not get us points for last year's data, the 22-23 data, but surely should get us points for 23-24. So the state will look at accreditation determinations. They will look at it this year, but they really need 3 years of data. This is the 21-22 year was the first year of MSIP 6. That's Missouri School Improvement Process. 22-23 was year two. This is 23-24 is year three.
Right.
This is, while they may look at our accreditation this year, the true determination will be coming.
Right. And so, and that was just a point. Over the past 3 years, our accreditation couldn't change. It couldn't go up. It couldn't go down. DESE froze accreditation statuses. But now that they have this 3 year window that they look at, that's when changes may come.
Absolutely.
As we're winding down, I do want to talk about some of the positive things that are going on in the district and some of the great things. Number one, of course, I have to plug our surveys. We have climate and culture surveys. These are available for scholars. There are two different ones, one for younger scholars, grades 3 through 5, one for older scholars, ages or grades 6 through 12. We have one for staff. We have one for parents. And we also have one for non-parental community stakeholders. So people who live in the district but don't have kids, people with community partners, people with businesses in the district. And we would like everyone to share their voice because we do need that feedback in order to improve the climate and culture, in order to improve the academic environments. And so really, if you go to rgsdmo.org/survey, you'll see all the links to the surveys, and we're really trying to get as much feedback as possible. But Dr. Pruitt Adams, what are some other positive things that are going on in the district that you'd like to highlight?
That's a lot. One of the things that people I don't think realize is that we have a high transient population, but the students who start with us and matriculate through our school system do amazing things. You know, last year, our class of 2023 received over $6 million in scholarships. Full rides to Maryville, 2 full rides to WashU. That doesn't happen every day.
Right.
It's, I think the fact that we have increased our dual credit enrollment with the community college is giving our students an opportunity. Most recently, Boeing invested over $900,000 for STEM education, coding, technology, biosciences to the River Garden School District. And these monies will impact our students elementary through high school with the notion of inciting in our students some career paths that they may not think about moving forward.
Right.
We've instituted phone pouches. You know, social media, I think any school district will tell you, can have such a severe negative impact. on student behavior, student academic performance. And so we instituted phone pouches at our middle school and our high school. We went back to uniforms, which has also helped with the climate and culture. We received over $12 million collectively per year in grants to address mental health, social emotional awareness. We'll have a ribbon cutting pretty soon on our school-based health center where our students can get medical support and attention during the school day, and our parents and community members can also have access. You know, we're in a food desert, and so we currently have had a grocery store from the Little Bit Foundation at Highland. On November 1st, we'll have the ribbon cutting for another site-based grocery store at Koch Elementary.
Right. And, I mean, you talk about a lot of community investment, you know, in terms of the food markets, in terms of Boeing. Boeing would not invest almost $1 million if they thought it was going to waste, if they thought that, you know, well, the school district is just going to waste the money. No, they see the potential of these students. They see potential career paths for our scholars, and they're making that investment. You talked about the $12 million that we've gotten. And so people see the good things that are going on in Riverview Gardens and are investing in the future, investing in the new view on the horizon. And so I just wanted to point out a couple of those, because some people look and think everything is negative. Mm-hmm. But no, we have a lot of brilliant scholars, a lot of hardworking and brilliant staff members, and a lot of very giving and caring community partners who help us each and every day.
You know, if I might just quickly interject, when you talk about our staff, you heard me say earlier, we've got 13 retired teachers who decided to come back to Riverview Gardens. And not all of them retired from Riverview Gardens.
Right.
Some of them retired from other school districts, but they see the value in the work that we are doing. We have an entire administrative team new at Westview Middle School, coming from other school districts and sometimes not making the salary right. that they made in their previous yeah. district. But they are coming here because they see what we want to do. They see that light at the end of the tunnel. And that's different for us. And when I say other school districts that are doing great things, I named some of them, but then I don't want their superintendents to come at me right. and say I'm taking their people. But when I even think about our international teachers, 26 people left their homes.
Right, far away.
The Philippines, Africa, to come here. And these are not new educators. These are veterans, seasoned right. educators who wanted to come and be a part of the new view on the horizon where learning is required journey.
Right, and they've been excited, and they're doing a great job. And so there are a lot of great things that are going on at Riverview Gardens. So we definitely want to leave you with that. Again, please fill out the community surveys. The deadline for those is October 31st.
Sign up for committees.
Sign up for committees. We have plenty of committees, and we're especially looking for parent voice, community voice, and student voice. And that's been a challenge, is to get students involved in some of our committees. But we really would like to have our scholars have a voice in decision-making, have a voice in the things that are going on in the district. We are going to be welcoming some new student representatives on the board coming soon. We also have a student advisory council application process. So any middle school and high school scholars that are interested in being on the student advisory committee, please go to the website or check your emails, check the student portals, and there's information on how you can apply. Dr. Pruitt-Adams, it's been a pleasure. Any last words for our listeners?
In closing, I just want to say there's a new view on the horizon where learning is required.
All right. Thank you for listening, and we will see you next week.
Thank you.
Thank you.